Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show, held each spring, and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 27th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 10th, 11th, and 12th at Expo Square. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Shows, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch email.
Well, bullish cash cattle expectations continue to develop in the cash cattle market, with southern trade consistent with earlier week trade. They're looking mostly at $104 to $105, but we saw $103 to $104 here in our part of the country, and this is about a $4 raise from last week's average price, and could help to spark additional buyer support heading into the Labor Day holiday. Now, on the hogs, firmness yesterday in the hog futures expected to help create underlying market support in the entire complex here at the end of the week, although the lack of strong support in cattle trade could allow a moderate price correction to spill over to the hog market late in the week. The firmness in pork cutout values is helping to drive additional underlying support through the entire market, but prices still remain well within the well-established and wide sideways trend that has contained the market over the last couple of weeks. Wheat prices are easier overnight in Kansas City and Chicago, giving back part of yesterday's rally, which was clearly led by row crops. Minneapolis wheat is posting small gains with spot prices just above contract lows. Bulls were happy to see a smaller than expected winter wheat crop from the USDA Wednesday, but this was offset by a larger than expected spring wheat and durum crop. December corn futures weaker overnight, pulling back slightly from the impressive rally posted yesterday, which saw the highest print since July 17th. A combination of concern over affected areas in Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana following the early week derecho, along with an impressive export book-to-date lent support. And the weaker trade access of the soy complex overnight, led by soybeans, as the November contract eases from yesterday's highs. From the report day low, November soybeans have rallied 30 cents, confusing bears as the USDA increased its 2021 carryout projection 185 million bushels from last month. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Well, August live cattle up 70 cents, 107.05. October up 57, 110.15. August feeder cattle down 30, 144.95. September down 57, 147.37. October hogs up 75, 52.36. December up 95, 54.35. Kansas City wheat, well, September up 7 1/4, 425. December up 7 cents at 436. Chicago wheat, September up 5 1/2, 496 3/4. December up 6 1/2, 506 1/2. September corn up 10 3/4 at 325 1/4. December up 11 1/2 at 338 3/4. September soybeans up 15 3/4 at 896 1/4. November up 16 1/2, 899 1/2 penny.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.